My bad. Three, two, one.
Fantasy Football Show.
Hello, patrons. Happy Friday. Welcome to the Differential Show. My name is Clayton.
What a dickhead. Such an amateur. He said, you ready? You go on and hit record. I'm just sitting here looking at my phone, like waiting for Clayton to actually do an intro.
I was logging into my minus 56 and I forgot I was doing the intro. Here we are. How are you, James?
I'm all right, mate. Busy as. Could
Yeah,
do with a
should
shower
crack.
at this point of the day, but there you go.
3 p.m. He says he could do with a shower.
I'm not even joking, mate.
Happy days. All right, let's try get this on the road. It's game week 32.
Yep.
Let's do the predictions if I can get the fixtures up. Starts with Crystal Palace City. What are you going for?
Well, I presume the big boys will come back in, i.e. Haaland and De Bruyne, although I don't think De Bruyne is an absolute certainty. Michael Olise is going to return to the squad as we expected, but he's certainly not going to start. I think we could probably say what the Palace team is. Someone did want to correct me on what I said on the main pod about Richards, that he's still got a chance for game week 34.
Really? Oh, for
Yeah,
34. Okay.
apparently. So just mark that down in your notes, but
Okay.
be aware if you own, I suppose he was only going to sit on the bench anyway this week, so maybe just leave it there for the minute. You would expect City to have too much, wouldn't you? I
Yeah,
think.
I think so.
So 2-0 I'm going for.
Exact same. Yeah, 2-0 away win, unfortunately. I do look at City's running and I sometimes think, oh, Palace away, could that be the one that they drop points in? But I think they'll have too much as well.
It's probably a little bit of a psychological on that as well. I think of a couple of games City have been to Palace in the running. There was the one after the day after Chelsea won at Liverpool, the do not let this slip, and it slipped.
That's
Yaya
the
scored a great
worst
goal, didn't he?
impersonation I have ever
That's okay, mate. I can do worse ones. And they won 2-0. And I think he won the COVID season when Aguero scored as well when they pissed the league that year. And they were both in sort of April time. So I don't know if there's a. That's why I got 2-0 in my head. Edison might be back as well. So that Ortega move is definitely off the table for me. 2-0 City.
Fair play. Aston Villa, Brentford.
Yeah, conscious that Brentford might change, as I said. I probably don't for this one, I think. And it's probably more of a switcher system, I imagine, next week. Ollie Watkins is TBC. I imagine he'll play. That's my instinct. Not that I've got any ITK on that. Jacob Ramsey definitely won't. He's out for the rest of the season, according to Unai Emery.
Damn.
I think this is, I don't want to say it's in must-win territory for Villa, but it feels like it nearly is. I'm going to go 2-1 Villa.
Same so far. Yeah, 2-1 as well. I think Villa will just edge it. Are we going for a hat trick of same results? Everton Burnley, obviously spoke about this on the main pod. Huge game for both teams. Where are you going with it?
It'd be funny as fuck if Burnley won.
That's mean.
No, I love the Everton guys, and to be honest, I don't really want Everton to go down at all.
No,
But
neither do I.
I just think it'd be funny for the outlook on the bottom of that table if Burnley won. I don't think they will, though. I think I've said it 100 times over that they'll be fine, Everton, and I think they'll win tomorrow, and I think they'll win Sean Dyche style. I'm going to go 1-0 Everton.
Fucking hell, we've got three in a row. The exact same. Yeah, same logic as well. I think they'll just have enough.
Have you listened to Clash of Correspondents?
No.
All right, we won't have 4 in a row.
Okay. All right. Fulham Newcastle. Should I go first?
Yeah.
All right. I agree with everything you said on the main pod about Newcastle's away form. And I'm trying to second guess James's prediction rather than just focusing on mine, which was my prediction is I think Fulham will just edge this one. 2-1 home victory.
Told you we wouldn't be the same, didn't I?
You've gone away win, haven't you?
No, have I?
Oh.
Fuck no, not at all. This could be chaos.
Okay. What are you
I'm
hinting
going
at?
3-2 Fulham.
Fucking hell.
Wouldn't be surprised if there's more goals in it than that. So
Damn,
yeah,
okay.
Fulham's home record, Newcastle's away record, Newcastle's injury status. A very angry Marco Silva on Tuesday night. All points to a Fulham win for me. So 3-2 Fulham.
What game that will be? Luton Bournemouth, big game for both of them, really. But yeah, big game for Luton at home. Who are you going
Yeah,
with here?
I'm going to back Bournemouth in their quest for European football. Just it's the same thing as always with Luton. I just think there's too many injury issues there. I think Solanke could well have a good day for those who still own. I'm going to go 2-1 Bournemouth.
I think Luton will get something here. I think Bournemouth will drop points. I've gone for a one all. I saw even a decimated team, Luton played well in spells against Arsenal, and I think being at home, they'll put together some nice patterns of play. So I can see them scoring, but also see them conceding, going one all here. Wolves West Ham.
This was the only one that I had real difficulty in predicting, actually, in terms of a winner, which is probably why I'm going to sit on the fence. I think it's a dangerous game for West Ham in the sense that it falls in between Tottenham and Bayer Leverkusen, and very easy psychologically to just take your eye off of all Wolves away, and Wolves have a good home record. That said, I'm not certain Wolves can take advantage. Cunha's obviously not going to be fully fit, although there is every chance he may start this time. So I'm sitting on the fence. I'm going to go 1-1.
Exact same. I really struggled to pick a winner, so just sat on the fence, as simple as that. Don't think this will be a fantastic game to watch, to be honest. One that might be Brighton Arsenal.
Don't be stupid. Your games aren't enjoyable. You're fucking boring.
No comment. Yeah, what do you reckon for this?
One
I
team, one team will try and play football, wouldn't
oh, here we go.
they?
I'm not nibbling. I know you're taking the piss anyway. What do you reckon? I think this will be
I'm
really
looking
tough.
forward to Brighton going with their low block, and alternating their strategy to give up possession and just defend their penalty area, in siege mentality in an attempt to try and scrape a draw. That's not the Brighton way, is it? So, look, you are under par. If you are, you're in danger. Anybody who plays this team, is in danger if they're under par. That said, I still think that you will have too much in terms of exploiting the weaknesses they have. I wouldn't be surprised if you went there and won very comfortably.
Really?
I don't think you will, but I wouldn't be
Mm.
surprised
What
if you
are
did.
the weaknesses that you could see being
Well, in
exploited?
Brighton, it's fucking loads, mate. One is a lack of quality in terms of the rotation. So they will bring a few players back in that missed out in the week. I think Estupinan will be one. Danny Welbeck will obviously be another they'll bring back in. We know that they're so aggressive in what they do, even off the ball, that you can exploit it, right? It's so much about can you get runners in beyond? That's why I think Declan Rice will probably play in a higher position again, and I should imagine Jorginho will come back in the team.
That what you think,
Might
yeah?
also partly explain Declan Rice actually getting a rest, which I think was one that was a surprise in midweek. Might well be there might be a big demand on him in terms of box to box play in this one. I'm going to back your lot to win 2-1, mate.
I've got the same. It's in terms of the lineup, I was thinking similar, but one thing I was also thinking, one of Arsenal's best performances this season came in the home fixture, in my opinion, against Brighton
Yes,
in
you were very good,
December.
yeah.
And like Havertz played as more of that kind of left eight and interchange with Jesus that game. So I wonder if he'll go with something like that. Because I had two thoughts. One was same as you, like Rice in a more advanced position with someone like Jorginho. And then the other was having Rice sitting with a Zinchenko inverting in midfield and Havertz operating in midfield. So I just tweeted, I could see three, four different variations of Arsenal predicted 11s and not really confident on any of them. So yeah, it'd be interesting to see, but I think it'd be really tight. I've got a ticket on my friend's membership, so hopefully it will be less stressful than City's experience, but we'll see.
Have you been to Brighton before?
Not in the away end. I've been for the Women's World Cup or Euros or something.
Did you get the train from Falmer?
Pardon?
Did you get a train from Brighton to Falmer?
I think we did, yeah.
Again, don't leave that late, mate.
Okay.
Even though it's only a poxy little 10-minute train journey, they fucking pack them in like sardines on them trains, and it's a slow process. We have a rule when we go to Brighton, absolute minimum hour and a half before kickoff. What we did
to
last
get there and
time,
get in. Wow.
yeah, met Brad Lewenden, one of our Brighton patrons. We got down there early, met him in the bar in the ground. So there's a bar that's actually part of the stadium where away fans can go, but they'll restrict the numbers in there.
Yeah.
So we went in there about 3 hours before kickoff and met
Oh,
Brad
wow.
when we
Early.
played there. Yeah, I went in the ground pissed. It was fucking fortunate as well when we were 4-0 down that I was pissed. Yeah, 2-1 to you, mate.
Cool. Before we move on, Saka, do you think he starts or no?
Yes.
Yeah, me too. Man, Super Sunday, Man United, Liverpool. What are you thinking?
If you'd have asked me a week ago, I've been really plugging this game as a real danger for Liverpool, and it still is. Don't get me wrong, it really, really is. But I just think that psychologically, that switched massively from the cup game back into Liverpool's favour. The fact that they're now top of the league when they weren't, obviously going into last weekend, United to, we'd just call them horrendous defensive displays at Brentford and Chelsea. Even reflecting on the fact that it was so chaos when United beat Liverpool in the cup, the fact that they went with this back three and right late in the second half and then stuck with it in extra time, and they deserved to win, no doubt about it. Could United conceivably go with a back three in this?
I think especially with the injuries and absences, yeah, I think that is a possibility. Who would that be, though?
But it was such an aggressive back three, right? Such an aggressive back three with like Fernandes and Eriksen in front of it. I think Fernandes will play deeper. I think that will be part of a key strategy, and United will go direct, and that can hurt Liverpool. But I just think Liverpool heads will be in this. And I'm going to go 3-1 Liverpool.
Yeah, I've got the same. I think United, if they get things right in transition, can hurt Liverpool. But I think Liverpool will have too much. Like you talk about the stats we've mentioned about shots conceded and stuff, and Liverpool are just a monster at creating scenarios where they can generate shots of good value. So I think Liverpool have way too much room. 3-1, and I'm actually intending to captain Salah in my FPL team, which we'll talk about because I do own Palmer as well, and that goes nicely on to Sheffield United versus Chelsea. What do you think for this one?
Same score, 3-1 Chelsea as well. Don't trust them to keep a clean sheet, and I suspect most of the Chelsea guys will agree with that actually. But they should have way too much. Some of Sheffield United's worst beatings, as we said, have actually been at home this season. I can't foresee Chelsea not winning this, so 3-1.
Yeah, same. I think we've got like the same score on almost all of them except the Fulham one.
Should we have an acca?
We might as well stick a quid on, to be fair. Yeah, what could
You
go
said
wrong?
Luton to get something. What did you go for? Wolves West Ham draw as well.
I went drawing that as well, yeah. So yeah,
Useless.
it was only Fulham and Luton that we were different then.
Okay.
All right, let's have a look at that. But yeah, both got 3-1 in Sheffield United versus Chelsea as well. And then final one, your lot against Forest at home.
Yeah, you can do my prediction for me now. Go on.
Have you got 3-1 in this? Because that's what I've got.
No, 2-1.
Damn, we were close. Yeah, I think you'll have too much for Forest. I
To
think Forest.
Forest.
Huh?
Huh? No, I'm joking. I'm joking.
Oh. I do think Forest will cause you problems on the counter and stuff, to be fair, but I think you'll overwhelm them in terms of when you're attacking them. And yeah, have more than enough to beat them 3-1.
Yeah, intrigued by what Nuno's going to do. He'll obviously personally be really up for it as well. There is that as a kind of backstory to this as well. He won't get a good reception. He won't get a bad reception. He just won't get a reception.
Yeah, just like
Just
irrelevant.
fucking irrelevant. Yeah, I mean, look, I can't look at a fixture like this and not fancy us to win the game. But I think of the home games I've seen this season, and I almost know the story of what this is. So, yeah, 2-1 to us, and probably a late winner in it as well.
Lovely stuff. All right, FPL teams, where you at?
Well, I've not had the time to properly look at intention in terms of trying to look for different things. But when I look at my lineup this week, I'm not sure that I should. So Dubravka in goal, that's shit, but whatevs. Gusto, Porro, Gabriel, Salah, Palmer, Foden, Son. Tony, Haaland, Muniz. Bailey as first sub. Doughty and Pau Torres also as second and third subs. I do have an inkling that Phil Foden won't start for Manchester City.
Okay.
But I also think if that's the case, I'll know. And I also think if that's the case, it's perfectly reasonable for me just to put Leon Bailey in the team rather than panic about it.
Yeah, sure.
So I don't see me doing anything other than roll him. It's then 2 1-week punts for me going into game week 33. One will be Brian and Bumo, I think. And I think the other will probably end up being a Manchester City defender. Once Real Madrid's out of the way, just go, okay, this is the City team I fancy this week. Let's pick one that looks pretty sure to start from there.
Sure.
That's probably my intention, I think. Then it's free hit. Then it's wild card. The movement of the Chelsea-Tottenham game into 35 doesn't affect anything in terms of my strategy. It makes it a little bit more awkward, perhaps, because yeah. I think wild carding straight into it, you think, oh, I should have six. And then you got to carry the free Tottenham just for Liverpool away. It's a bit crap.
Yeah, it's not great.
But it might even be that I dip into a Tottenham player and then dip back out or something like that.
Sure.
Possibly.
Armband still on Palmer?
Armband is on Palmer, yeah. I'm pretty set on that. Vice is on Haaland at the moment. Purely in the surely he plays this week camp. Yeah. But I don't mind your plan, mate. I don't mind your plan to captain Mo Salah at all.
Yeah, and logic was obviously I've predicted the same scores, right? But I was just thinking, who do I think is more likely to actually haul? And even if there's not pens, I think it's Salah, you know. I just look at how many, I know it's Sheffield United, but I do think Man United defensively are really bad. I think Liverpool will create a lot of chances against them, so... Yeah, that's why I've sided with Salah. I don't really know what the popular pick will be. I feel like there's quite a few different options this week. So it'd be interesting to see what everyone's different EOs are. In terms of my actual team, I haven't made my transfer yet. I've got two frees and I'm bust. Raya in goal. Back four of Gabriel, Porro, Vardy, Augusto. Midfield four of Palmer, Son, Madison and Salah captain. Up top, Haaland and Darwin. And my bench is Petrovic, Cunha, Garnacho and Bradley. My instinct, which I said on the main pod, is I'm looking at bench boost 37. So I don't have my free hit, thinking like maybe do I do Bradley to Braithwaite? I'm like, yeah, and then maybe.
What, I'd switch your strategy?
No. Sorry. I'd keep the same strategy, just more than I've got some Everton coverage in 34 as well, and get rid of Bradley where I probably
it's
wouldn't
also,
go.
We spoke about this earlier in the week, about Brentford and Everton assets. 437 as well.
Yeah.
In the sense that good fixtures pretty much till the end. Now, sure, there's a couple of odd ones in there. You don't want Everton at Chelsea. You don't want Brentford at Villa. But even if you carried one of each, and if you had to play one of them in 37 in that scenario, it would be Everton at home, Sheffield United. Yeah. If you're bench boosting, you probably don't want one of each. And I think your favouritism there would be with the Everton player because the double 34. And then Sheffield United 37. It's
so,
also
yeah.
One that's got one of the better fixtures in 35. If you
I
have
can't
to play at home to Brentford,
Okay. Sure.
It's not terrible. Luton away's 36. It's obviously you're going into Burnley at home this week.
Yeah, and
well.
Like I said, Everton at home, I do think defensively they're all right. So yeah, that's what I'm leaning towards at the minute. It would then be interesting to see who I bench because, well, who would you start? Who would you start out? Gabriel, Gusto, or Braithwaite, if you had to start two of them. So the question should have been, who would you bench?
I mean, based on my predictions, it's bench Gabriel.
Yeah, that's the same as me. But then I think they're the likeliest. I think Arsenal are the likeliest team to keep it clean.
Would not be surprised if you went there and strolled to a 2-3-0.
Yeah, it's difficult. I think I'd bench Gusto, you know?
Against Sheffield United.
Yeah, which sounds fucking bonkers. I think Everton at home are decent defensively.
Yeah, do you want to have a look at when their last clean sheet was?
No.
I'll ruin it for you. Guess who it was against?
Was it that Burnley game?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
So, football has a way of being written sometimes.
Yeah. All right, maybe I'll do the one transfer, Bradley to Braithwaite, and keep Braithwaite on the bench, roll the second, go into game week 33 with twos and reassess. Yeah, that is me.
Okay, mate. On captaincy, you mentioned about Salah being the most likely to haul. You know how many points Cole Palmer has in his four games against the promoted teams this season?
I'm gonna guess at least 40, maybe.
At least 40. That's your
Sorry,
guess, yeah?
at least 30.
At least 30.
Yeah, I was working on a 10 times 3 base system.
Okay. Do you want to count these? So do a
Go
bit
on.
of math, show you. 15 plus 18 plus 14 plus 12.
Jesus. 59 points. Fucking hell, that's outrageous.
Yeah, I'll be Captain Palmer.
Fair play. Yeah, I'm sticking with Salah.
Good luck. I hope Mo does very well. Right, this what else we got to do?
Diff show.
The usual
Diff show? Differential league.
diff show shit. Just a point on manager of the months and mini leagues. I promise to do a proper update next week. He's a bit mad with these midweek fixtures and shit. Talking of mad, our dead team last week. Down to eight players, no captain. Because we've got Haaland captain and Saka vice. 63 points. 11 for Flecken, 7 Saliba, 8 Fernandes, 20 Foden, 11 Odegaard. Not too bad at all. The Zombie League manager of the week, Ronan McGinley, scored 62,
Not bad at all from you guys then,
which
yeah.
is one less than me and Suj's 63. So the
Yeah.
Zombie League managers of the week are
Ah.
myself and Suj with 8 players.
Congratulations.
With 8 players and no captain, as you were. There were two teams in the Zombie League who scored 9. Zombie Chris UTC had points from Onana, Rashford, Diaby, Captain Salah, and João Pedro. And Jamie Williams also scored 9. He had points from Olsen, Chukwuemeka, Salah, Rashford, Eze, and Vissa. Our differential team scored 31 points. Yeah, the one that we actually put some fucking effort into. 31 points, clean sheet for Raya, goal for Bruno Fernandes. Wanky, wanky, wank. The highest score was more than double that. Jake Reed, 65 points, with Flecken 11, Robertson 4, Zubani 7, Havertz 10, captaincy, Alexis McAllister 10, Rodri 12. Why I've not had Rodri in this, I don't fucking know. Well done, Jake. Lowest score, MQL 18 points. Captain Tony returns for no one. 18
Ouch.
points. Did have 11 starters included. Oh, not 11 starters, but he had 11 appearances in there. Included Connor Bradley's beautiful own goal. We are bust this week, me and Suj. Not that Suj has got any fucking involvement in this right now because he's away with his pina colada somewhere. David Raya in goal. A back three of Gusto, Doughty, and Udogie. Midfield five of Bailey, Kulusevski, Maddison, Bruno Fernandes, and Mohamed Kudus. Up front, Ivan Toney and Nicholas Jackson. Reserves are not bad this week. Emi Martinez, Alex Moreno, Yoann Wissa, and Fabian Schär. There were two free transfers. I'd mentioned this idea to you of wildcard 34 and bench boost 36 that I thought was probably going to be a little bit out of the box.
Does that get changed with
Well,
this morning's
how
announcement?
do I wildcard 34 and bench boost 35?
What do you mean?
How do I wildcard 34 with Tottenham aren't playing and Chelsea are away to you?
No, yeah.
So I need to have a proper look at that, which I've not had time to do. And when I look at getting players in for just 1 or 2 weeks, I'm not hugely thrilled. I've listed a couple for a watch list. The Manchester City duo of Josko Gvardiol and Ruben Diaz. Wolves, Rayan Aitnori. Midfielders, Kai Havertz. Brennan Johnson. Mikhailo Mudryk. Up front, Rodrigo Muniz.
You got some nice options there.
There wasn't a lot that I liked when I looked at it.
Really, I like that list that you've just thrown
And I don't even know where to start the sell either, because I look at, right, I've got Vissa on the bench. That might be very fucking useful next week against Sheffield United. Don't really want to take Jackson out with these two games. Not
out. No.
taking Tony out. Could lose Kulusevski. But then
Do you think
what?
he'll start?
Where am I going? Johnson, Havertz, Mudryk. Not going Mudryk, am I?
Don't mind Havertz.
Defensive. I mean, defensive. I got Alex Moreno as first defensive sub this week, and I've only put Alex Moreno on the bench because of the confliction of Tony.
Yeah, but you listed two City defenders there and eight Nouri, right? I feel like he's probably one of the defensive guys as the play.
I think it's eight nori, isn't it?
Yeah, I
Fuck it,
think
it's the
so.
differential team, mate.
Yeah.
Eight nori in for share. Play eight nori over Doughty.
Yeah, I think I would go with that as well. I like
That's the
that.
one, I think.
Yeah, I
Just
think
because
that
of his
sounds good.
positioning, fuck it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've got no want to discuss that any further, basically. I think that will do me, pal. Right, minus 56. I scored 44 points this week. No captain. Went Saka captain, Haaland vice captain.
Oh.
Joy. Darwin 6, Luis Diaz 5, Harvey Barnes 5, Kai Havertz 5, Ben White 6. For a net minus 12 in the week of weeks that we'd said might even be a free hit week. Yeah, brilliant. The highest score was Chris UTC, 83 points. 8 Nouri 8, Gabriel 6, Sarabia 6, Foden 20, Odegaard 11, Luis Diaz 6, Darwin 12, and Isak 8. Darwin became captain after Haaland's no show. Lowest score was the league leader, Ali Koopa,
No way.
37 points. The gap has narrowed quite a bit. He's still got a good lead, but it's one good bench boost away from being caught now, I would suggest. Well, I'll cover that next week. 37 points, yeah. He adds Nunez, Sarabia, Havertz, Barnes, Gabriel, similar to me. I didn't have Conor Bradley's own goal.
Ouch.
So Ali Cope's 37, the lowest, but he's still comfortably ahead in that mini league. Who are your minus 56 selections this week, Clayton?
This week, I have gone for Ortega in goal, despite Edison being back. I've got a strong keeper on the bench, so I'll talk about that in a sec. I've got a back three of Manuel Akanji, Pedro Porro, and Mikalenko. I've chanced Phil Foden, and again, I've gone for a very strong bench here. But yeah, I've chanced Foden, and my other midfielders are Maddison, Palmer, Son, and I'm doubling down on Captain Salah in this as well. And then up top, Darwin Nunez, and I'm sorry, Miss Jackson. Nicholas Jackson up top. My bench is David Raya, Muniz, Tarkowski, and Gabriel. So I think that's a heck of a strong bench if there's a rotation. Well, I think it's
So
a
you
strong
just
bench.
go Ortega over Raya anyway, yeah?
Pardon?
Okay, you would go City defensive over Arsenal defensive, is what you're
Yeah, I think
saying now.
City are more likely to keep a clean sheet than Arsenal this week, but I hope I'm wrong.
Hope you're right. Right, me. Double Everton defense for the fucking why not? Jordan Pickford and Vitaly Mikalenko. Ray and Eight Nouri is in this, and I've gone Ruben Diaz of Manchester City. Midfield four, wet dream of Salah, Palmer, Odegaard, and Son. Palmer captain, Salah vice, front three of, sorry, Miss Jackson, Dominic Solanke, and Rodrigo Muniz. On the bench, João Virginia, Kevin De Bruyne, because why the fuck not? Benoit Badiashile, and Diogo Carlos.
Very strong. Like it.
That's it. I think as it's a late diff show, there's no need to go into anything more wacky than that. Team News Stream is at 8 o'clock tonight for those who can join in for that. It's available to Intermediate Plus tiers as well. I should have said that earlier, but it is, as will be the audio that will be out shortly afterwards as well. Right, Clates, good luck this week.
Love
Lots of
me.
love. Any message to the patrons?
No, good luck, everyone. Thanks for tuning in. Stay safe. Ciao for now.
Okay, I have a message for the patrons.
Oh, come
Love you. Cue music, please, man child.
The Fantasy Football Show.